The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. That's what it's called. I just happen to be Eric Metaxas. It's a coincidence or miracle, depending on your perspective. On the Eric Metaxas Show, we like to talk about everything. That's why we call it the show about everything. Every now and again, a book comes over the transom that appeals to me. This book, we're going to be talking to the author Mark Morano, is titled The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown, a serious subject. The foreword is written by my friend Sebastian Gorka. Just to introduce the author, Mark Morano, he's the executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a news and information service he founded way back in 2009. He's the author of the 2021 book, Green Fraud, Why the Green New Deal is Even Worse Than You Think. And he is now the author of the much more recent The Great Reset. Mark Morano, welcome to this program.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here today. Appreciate it.
Well, this is a really important subject. So obviously, I want to jump right into it. It's called The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. What do you say in this book that we wouldn't know just, you know, from generally watching the news?
Well, the biggest thing, I think the simplest way of explaining what the Great Reset is and what the thrust of this is our entire world changed in March of 2020. And what happened then with these COVID lockdowns, it was an eye opener to not only to the rest of the world, but to the progressives and to the globalist leaders in charge, because to them it was like, wow, this was easy. They basically scared the public enough to issue emergency decrees globally, almost every country. And then by issuing these decrees, they bypassed democracy and they imposed everything from school closures to church closures to business closures to mask mandates to stay-at-home orders to curfews to vaccine, all without democracy, without a vote. So essentially, the book is about how the global leaders led by the World Economic Forum and United Nations officials and World Health Organization leaders and billionaires and corporate leaders all love this so much that they want to keep this going. And the idea is bypass democracy, and we're still living under this COVID executive order, emergency power. And what's happened is that they've been able to bypass democracy in a way that they want to keep going. They don't want to relinquish that. And I go through the book and I go back to the Roman Republic, through the Middle Ages, through 1933 Germany, through even the Patriot Act in the U.S. The greatest abuses by governments have occurred during times of emergency powers that are supposed to be temporary. But of course, we're still living under the 9/11 emergency power. We're still living under the COVID emergency power. And that is where the Great Reset comes from, the idea of these governments to essentially not relinquish these emergency powers. And that is what they're doing on everything now, from gas-powered vehicles to meat eating to high-yield agriculture to energy, transportation, and, of course, our free speech rights.
And I want to be clear, because many people know this, but when you have something like liberty on the American model, we have to understand how rare it is. How extraordinarily fragile it is, and how if you take your eye off the ball, to quote Benjamin Franklin, who said, you know, a republic, madam, if you can keep it, it must be kept the way a garden has to be kept. It has to be weeded and taken care of. If you let it go, the weeds grow up. And we've seen this time and again, what you just said, every single time people with authoritarian anti-liberty impulses make a power grab. They do it in the interest of safety. They do it in the interest of an emergency. We've got to do this. They always say it's going to be temporary, and it's never, ever, 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 ever temporary. It's the same thing with any power grab. When taxes are increased, when they're building a bridge, they say, we're going to have a toll to pay for the bridge. But when the bridge is paid for, the toll doesn't go away. You keep paying the toll because the government has this kind of default mode. It wants more money. The revenue stream is always needed. This is always the case with power. And it's always been this battle between those who want to be free and those who want to have power. And what you're talking about, of course, is the most recent and grievous in our lifetime example of this. What happened with the COVID lockdowns and the power grab. It's so astonishing, Mark, that it's a lot. It's tough. It was tough for most of us to take in. In other words, we'd never seen anything like it in our lives. We never dreamt that global elites and Democrats were poised for this. They were looking for this opportunity, and they grabbed it, and they have kept going with it. Give us some perspective, if you can, on how that happened, because I think the reason people like me were a little bit slow to pick up on it, because we thought, well, this has never happened. There's no precedent for this kind of thing in our nation. And, you know, we can pretty much trust people, even if they're on the different side of the political spectrum, where they're not going to do anything crazy. But they did.
They did. In fact, well, in the book, I go back to 1913 in the U.S. Woodrow Wilson's administration was where they first had this ideology, if you will, of the administrative state ruled by credentialed experts over all aspects of your life. And keep in mind, it wasn't done as an evil mastermind plot. This was presented as, you know, people aren't educated enough. We can actually have experts running most aspects of their lives, and we can have an unelected bureaucrats, literally, and credentialed experts managing everything from nationalizing as well, the economy from agriculture to energy to food, all the way through. And this was seen as a positive benefit. Now, ebbed and flowed throughout the years. In the 1930s, Roosevelt had a kitchen cabinet advisor, Stuart Chase, who actually proposed an early version of this Great Reset, literally nationalization of energy, stopping your government control of news and propaganda, his words. And he actually said, why should the Soviets have all the fun? And this was, of course, during the time when Joseph Stalin was seen as this great reformer in Russia, and all the progressives were very excited. So you fast forward. And what happened is, if you get into the 70s, well, particularly the 90s and the last decade and this previous decade, you have a lot of these same progressives now replacing Russia with China. So you have Justin Trudeau saying China is, he has basic admiration for their dictatorship. You have Tom Friedman in the New York Times decades ago saying that, you know, China's doing it right and that you don't have the messiness of democracy. You have the UN climate chief praising China, Obama administration officials, Biden, all loving this. They're one.
And look, let's be clear. Let's be clear. Even people I admire often foolishly kind of lean in this direction. We saw this with George W. Bush and the Patriot Act. You referred to it a moment ago. Gigantic overreach, really believing, but we need to do it. It's in national security, the interest of national security. Yes. We've got to do it.
It's temporary. It's important.
Even the other day, Trump making an offhanded crack about, they don't have drug addiction in, Singapore or in China. They don't have that. They don't know what that is. The reason they don't know what that is because they will murder you if you get out of line. Yeah. And so there's always been this temptation, but we've seen it on the left so dramatically in the last 2 years. So my first question along these lines is, how do you suppose this happened in early 2020? In other words, did certain people convene secretly and say, hey, wait a minute, here's an opportunity? Because it took most people by surprise. Most people, as I said over and over, they've just never seen anything like it. So to see it happening, it took time for many of us to really understand how horrifying it actually was.
Yes, it did. And it was. And in fact, I take great pains in the book to go through particularly January, February of 2020 and how we locked ourselves into this. And it goes back to China. So by just quick previous point, though, is China, once all these intellectuals praised it, once they saw the COVID lockdowns and they saw they could literally play Chinese dictatorship immediately, they didn't want to relinquish it. And it was more awesome than they even had praised.
I don't want to cut you off, but we're going to be right back and we will continue these and other sentences. Don't go away.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Mark Morano. He's the author of a new book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. So I just had to cut you off there, Mark. Forgive me. But I want you to finish answering what happened in early 2020, because most of us were, to say unprepared is to put it mildly, for what these authoritarians on the left especially and these global elites seem to be doing.
Well, what happened was China came up with this idea of zero COVID. And so China started locking people down in their homes. And as we've seen, I mean, we mean locking them in, hammer, nail, screws, so they can't get out. We saw recently in, I think it was Beijing, with the fires, and people died because the firefighters couldn't get in because the Chinese government locked them down. Well, in January 2020, this was seen as very radical. In fact, all previous public health guidance, and I go through the book and show you, was against lockdowns, mask mandates, all kinds of panic. It was all about keeping the public calm and, of course, promoting good sleep and vitamins and keeping everyone healthy. All that was turned on its head. And just before we get to January 2020, there were three what you'd call pandemic simulations, one in 2010, 2018, 2019. And these were sponsored by various groups from Rockefeller, World Economic Forum, Johns Hopkins. And they literally sort of planned out what we saw during COVID. These were groups that actually called for shutting down the global internet to stop misinformation. They talked about vax and mask mandates. They talked about a global lockdown. These were sort of simulations with actors. You can go back and watch the videos. And these are sponsored by some of the major players that were involved in COVID. So what happened in 2020, though, The World Health Organization, which, by the way, Bill Gates is the second funder behind the United States government to the World Health Organization. Their leader, Tedros, was picked by China, sent a delegation of people, of world health officials, to China to investigate Chinese response. Within a matter of days, they came back and essentially said, we have seen the future. It is China. If you want to contain this virus, do exactly what China's doing. Italy followed suit, and then the entire Western world followed suit based on World Health Organization guidance. Anthony Fauci was even in January 2020 was in an interview saying, can you imagine us shutting down San Francisco and New York like they're doing in China? It could never happen here in the U.S. Neil Ferguson, the modeler, then said, we thought it couldn't happen in the West until it did. So this was like just manna from heaven for these public health bureaucrats who had just couldn't even imagine that they could have this kind of power and sway. And then, of course, Donald Trump. I still maintain that if Hillary Clinton were president, I think there would have been massive pushback. But because Trump, a conservative Republican, did this emergency decree and then got duped into supporting the 10 days to slow the spread.
No, listen, we all got duped. We have to be clear.
Yes, we did.
We all got duped. I never suspected when they're talking about a vaccine that there could be anything negative about that. I thought, what a great thing. How wonderful. Let's get this on the fast track. Most of us had no clue what was actually happening. And it is in our national character to be nice, to go along.
Yes. We trusted.
And we trusted. This is often what people do. But at some point you begin to wake up, you begin to look around and say, hey, wait a second, what is happening? But those of us who did speak up were crushed by the global elites. I lost my program on YouTube, you know, gigantic growing subscription base, completely wiped out because I dared to have Naomi Wolf on the program to talk about vaccine mandates. I was bumped off of Twitter. I don't know how many times. Eventually I got back on, but I thought to myself, wow, there's something really strange going on, because in America, we believe in, you know, science. We believe in exploring the truth. We talk, we reason together. That wasn't happening. There was, you know, it looked like a cabal of elites, whether it was an actual cabal of elites or people with similar interests. I think that's where it becomes puzzling, because you think, who was behind this? Who was pushing this? Why did Anthony Fauci so quickly change his tune? Why did people like Francis Collins, a respected evangelical, sell this idea or many of these ideas to churches? Who was behind pushing this? Why did people go along? I mean, that's part of what I assume you talk about in your book, The Great Reset.
Yeah, well, okay. The key thing here, when you're talking about, and I just wanted to finish on the Trump. Trump was specifically duped by Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci. She writes about this in her book, and we've now had Freedom of Information Act requests. We can see where they literally gleefully, even smiling in the photo when they duped Trump into doing the 15 days or to slow the spread. They knew at that point that it was never going to be 15 days. She admits it in her book. They literally lied to Trump just to get that power and get that premise set so Democratic governors could go. But specifically, it goes back to these simulations. The Rockefeller Institute, the World Health Organization, Johns Hopkins University, the Gates Foundation, they all had a say in essentially empowering the public health bureaucracy. So for decades, they'd been seeking more power, more influence. And that's why these simulations that they had sort of gave you a window into what they wanted. They were bonkers simulations. Again, they openly talk about shutting down the global internet in these. They talk about total lockdown. And they even talk about the pushback, and they have fake newscasts. I mean, they put a lot of time and money and thought into this. So under the motto of never let a crisis go to waste, when COVID came along, they jumped on what they'd always wanted to do. And let me give you an example. The same way when we have a bad hurricane, climate activists jump on that hurricane. The same way when you have a school shooting, gun control advocates jump on the political aspect. It was the same thing here, except the difference was they had power and success far beyond any previous progressive campaign, I think, in U.S. history. There's nothing that ever was that fast, that quick, that permanent, and that all-powerful that we saw in March of 2020. Every governor became a dictator overnight.
And that's because they used fear and the specter of death.
Yes.
It's very simple. Because they kept real freedom of information with regard to ivermectin and hydrochloroquine because they demonize certain things. They increase the deaths, and then they use that in their favor as fear mongers to scare people. So, of course, people did experience deaths in their families and in their communities. Yes. And they ginned this up, and the news ginned this up. So everybody thought, oh, it's the bubonic plague. We're going to die. We're going to die. Let's just comply. And then in retrospect, you realize, wait a minute. This is like the flu. You get sick for a couple of days. There's ways to treat it. There's things you can do. People do die, but it's nothing like this monstrous specter that they raised to get everyone to comply. There are people today, tons of people, running around wearing masks, doing their jobs with masks. Yeah. There are people living in fear today as a result of what happened. And when you talk about public health, mental health is also on the table. They completely disregarded mental health. They shut down churches. Suicides increased. They don't want you to know that. They don't talk about that. So the more time passes, the more this truth comes out, the more we understand exactly what happened.
And so, yes. And so what they did, once they established all this, you know, the lockdowns and the mask mandates and, you know, the ban on travel and school closures. And they literally kept doubling down because they didn't want to admit a mistake. And because Trump, I think, was president, they literally didn't want to give Trump any moment of correction. And then I think a lot of Democratic partisan activists got into this and thought, this is our ticket. Because many could argue when Donald Trump was duped by Fauci and Deborah Birx, he ended his presidency because that led to all sorts of, you know, first of all, it tanked the economy. And second of all, it led to all the voting irregularity and changes due to the COVID requirements that they put forward. So what happened, though, when all this happened, 2 months later, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the founder, comes out and says, this pandemic represents a rare, narrow window of opportunity in which to reset the world, basically in the image we'd been talking about for 40 years. And it's just like the old, you know, Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste. They decided to pounce. So this is why Jane Fonda was quoted as saying COVID was God's gift to the left, because they could reshape the world, everything they wanted, universal basic income crushing, you know, all this progressive stuff with the economy. And they went after they used this to go after meat eating, the gas powered cars. They've used it to crush our energy supply. This created such havoc and chaos. It harkened back to Vladimir Lenin's slogan during the Russian Revolution against Tsarist Russia. Was the worse, the better. The more chaos, the better, in order to impose your progressive vision on America. And they've ridden this COVID lockdown. They're still riding it today. They just had a vote a couple weeks ago on this COVID emergency, and it did pass the Senate to repeal it. Joe Biden has vowed to veto it, so it's still going to stay in place. And get this, the Associated Press is reporting Biden is still considering declaring a national climate emergency, which would give him 130 new wartime executive powers, a la COVID. So this is their new way to govern, turn the once free West into a Chinese one-party authoritarian state through emergency of power abuse.
And let's be clear, folks, this is a gun held to the head of Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty. This is everything antithetical to the glorious freedoms that we have had in this nation for which patriots have died. Some people are waking up to that. Some people are still asleep. We'll keep talking about it, talking to Mark Morano. The book is The Great Reset.
Your pain and your hunger.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more. Maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you. Folks, welcome back. Talking to Mark Morano. The book is The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. There's a lot here. We're seeing so many changes happening so quickly. And I want to give people hope and say, folks, first of all, my hope is in God. We pray and we act. We don't just pray, but we do pray and we act. We do everything we can, including educate ourselves. So, Mark, you mentioned that this globalist tendency that we're talking about, which is at its heart as anti-American as anything can get, It is deeply atheistic. There's a wickedness to it. It's not just secular. There's a wickedness to it, an anti-human aspect to it. Digital currency and climate change also figure into this. Let's talk about those.
Well, okay. Well, first of all, on climate, and that leads right into digital currency. But what they did is the World Economic Forum said, we're going to reset at this time in the name of climate change. Al Gore started parroting this. John Kerry started parroting it. And even the climate actors who were at first jealous of COVID lockdowns, Jamie Margolis, a teen Vogue climate activist who's been at the UN summits, testified before the U.S. Congress on behalf of young people. She actually said, if we can shut down the world for a virus, we can do the same thing for climate. And then you had a Soros, Bill Gates funded professor in Europe named Mariana Mazzucato come out and warn that climate lockdowns, their phrase, again, this was a professor funded by Gates and Soros, climate lockdowns may be necessary in the future to fight climate change. And they literally talk about a declared climate emergency, needing permission to fly, going after meat eating, thermostat controls in your home, which sounds conspiratorial, except it happened in Colorado this summer. The utility shut off people's ability to make their house cooler during a heat wave under a declared energy emergency. And ultimately, what they've done with the climate thing, and they've done it brilliantly because they remember the Green New Deal was introduced in Congress in 2019. It was never scheduled for a vote, voted on, no hearings, no town hall meetings, no constituents lighting up the switchboard to give their – that used to be maybe the America you and I grew up in, Eric, that was like what we'd consider democracy. Now, they don't need no stinking democracy. They don't need no stinking Congress. Biden comes in, does all executive orders on the climate, hundreds. He does defunding it. Every cabinet agency becomes a climate agency. He defunds it through environmental social governance, through the Treasury Department, through all these new investing standards, choking off the money to these energy projects. As he, again, courts energy projects overseas. You can't do American domestic energy, but hey, we'll take oil from Venezuela, OPEC, and we'll take anything from China, all their rare earth mining and their solar panels. It's very anti-American at its core. So where they went with this is they're now trying to morph COVID and climate together. 230 medical journals have declared, including things like the British Medical Journal, including Harvard University, that the model to fight climate change, we're going to use the COVID template. John Kerry was with the World Economic Forum at the UN Climate Summit in Egypt, which I just got back from in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, saying we're going to use the COVID template to fight climate. They want to morph COVID and climate by saying unchecked climate change will lead to more viruses like COVID. Ergo, if you oppose the Green New Deal or the UN agreement or net zero, you are a grandma killer because you're going to create more viruses.
Okay.
That's where they are. And that, of course, that merges with digital currency. United Nations and MasterCard announced a plan. They already have the card out. It came out last year to monitor your carbon footprint. If you exceed your carbon footprint, the card literally cuts off your ability to spend money. It's voluntary now. How long will it stay voluntary is the question.
MasterCard is doing this?
With the United Nations, yes. It's called the Dichotomy Card. And the World Economic Forum loves it. They praise the fact that it cuts off your ability to spend. And now Visa announced it this year. And then, of course, the Bank of England announced a few years ago that they want to have a central bank digital currency that you can only spend money on what the government deems sensible. And, of course, that's not going to include meat and gas and probably firearms and a bunch of other things. Whatever the woke activists deem sensible, you will be beholden. We saw it happen in real time with Canada when the truckers protested the vaccine mandates. Trudeau picked up the phone, called every major bank and said, these are terrorists. We're declaring them so. Stop their banking. And these truckers who had peacefully protesting with permits had access to their own money cut off by the corporate banks. Then they called the insurance companies in Canada. The insurance was canceled on their trucks. Then if you baked them cookies or made coffee, you would have access lost to your own bank account. I also detail how in many countries around the world, if you didn't get the vaccine, you would lose access, again, to your own money. We're not talking about lose access to government services. You couldn't access your own money by your bank. That's how insane this is. So the idea here is you have to be like China, a good standing with the social credit system, or you don't have freedom. You don't have the ability to go grocery shopping, buy a car, drive, heat your home.
This is overwhelming for a lot of us to hear. My way of dealing with it is to look away, to ignore it, because I don't want to know. I already know enough, basically, and the more sometimes you talk about this, the more frustrating it is. So we want to ask you when we come back about what some of us can do. Folks, you have to understand this is an existential threat. These things are evil. There's no other word for it. Anybody with a brain recognizes there's a spiritual component. There's something tremendously dark about this. This is not just, oh, I have a different view of things. This is very anti-human. It's inhuman. There's a cruelty behind it. What's happening in China right now is an example of where this goes. So this is an opportunity for us to educate ourselves so that we can stand against this. We'll be back with another segment with Mark Morano. His book is The Great Reset. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric.
Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, welcome back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm talking to my guest today, Mark Morano. His book is The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. For most of us, Mark, this is a waking nightmare. And apart from my deep faith in the God of the Bible, I would be despairing or going along with this satanic madness, which many people choose to do. In Germany, many people went along with it in the 30s because the price of fighting is too high. They said, well, I'm just going to keep my nose down, just do what I need to do to stay out of trouble. That's, of course, the problem, is the people who are not willing to pay whatever price they need to fight against these things. They become part of the problem. And folks, if you're listening and that's you, you are part of this problem if you don't do what it is you can. So I want to talk about what we can do. But first, Mark, give us a kind of an overview of where we are now as you see it.
Well, the way I see it very simply is they are currently, we're in the process. Remember, Build Back Better was based on the premise of COVID lockdowns collapse everything. And then with everything collapsed, we're going to build it back up in this progressive utopian vision we've always had. That's what every European leader was repeating. That's what Joe Biden was trying to do. But they're currently collapsing our energy supply. And keep in mind, this was done with a vote on this, but we were duped. We were told solar and wind were cheaper. They were going to take over. We're now seeing in Europe, none of that was true, could have been true, as Europe's a disaster. But they're currently collapsing our transportation. They, without a vote of anyone, have now going through the process of banning gas-powered cars. An executive order by the governor of California, California Air Resources Board, an unaccounted bureaucracy, came up with a timetable. Biden administration likes it so much. World Bank is now telling automakers they're not going to fund gas-powered cars. Corporate banks are now saying they're not going to, they're going to have timetables of not financing anyone who buys a gas-powered car. So it's a corporate government collusion. We didn't vote to ban the gas-powered car. It's happening without democracy. Same thing with meat eating and high-yield agriculture. This is happening around the world. Bill Gates is now America's single largest farmland owner, and his goal is to get us all to eat fake lab-grown meat based on stem cells and fetal blood from the animals grown as an amorphous blob in a lab printed on 3D fake on 3D printers. I'm not making any of that up. But again, we didn't vote to end meat eating. That's happening through all these billionaire and corporate and government collusion. Again, no vote, a democracy. First Amendment rights have been collapsed. Big tech censorship is government censorship. Of course, our financial stability is being collapsed. Modern monetary theory, printing of money, massive spending, massive debt, interest rates, supply chain. Just a colossal, unbelievable thing that's happening across the board. So this chaos, they want to use the same way Vladimir Lenin openly talked about it, the same way Rahm Emanuel talked about the idea of chaos and crisis are great opportunities to bring this change. And they are bringing, right now, we're in the crisis phase. They're just creating havoc at everything they touch. You need to understand that. So you want to know how to fight back? I have a whole chapter called The Great Reject. And oddly enough, this isn't about, you know, the president or the Speaker of the House. The lowest level of American politics brought the greatest amount of impact, the school board level. I detail in the book how angry parents who were willing to be called domestic terrorists by our Justice Department But for fighting critical race and transgender and the COVID theater of masking and social distancing in schools, they toppled Democrat Party machine in Virginia and almost in New Jersey and in other places around the country, and literally led to the dropping of all the vaccine mandates in every major city from L.A., San Francisco, Baltimore, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. And even as reported by the New York Times in my book, I go through this and the focus groups, the Democratic Party. So we spooked them. Angry parents led the fight back. So the biggest thing is, do not comply with these kind of regulations. Do not comply with the COVID theater, the social distancing, the mask mandates, the vax mandates. Fight it at every turn, and also change the narrative. Show up, protest at every level of politics. Once we change the narrative and demand politicians have new slogans like no lockdowns again, no vax mandates, no banning of gas-powered cars, no banning of meat, big tech censorship comes to an end. We need politicians to run on those very simple issues. That's how you fight back, and we need to elect those leaders, because until they are challenged directly, these forces, it's huge. Billionaires, millionaires, corporations, international bodies, and the royal, the Prince Charles and all these wealthy families, Rockefeller Institute, they're all involved in essentially their vision for the last 50 years, but it was always a shadowy on the margins. COVID activated it, literally brought it all to life.
Well, I always have to cut to the chase and say, folks, this is satanic. This is one world government. This is really evil. But of course, as always is the case, Satan comes as an angel of light. We're going to help you. We're going to reduce our carbon footprint. We're going to stop killing animals, and we're going to eat, we're going to get our proteins from, 3D printers. Whatever it is, the point is they're not going to declare to you their more fundamental values any more than Hitler was going to say he's an enemy of the Christian church in Germany. That would be politically foolish. You have to present yourself as, we're doing good. This is for the people. We care about safety. We have to educate ourselves, and we're grateful to you, Mark Morano, and others for helping us understand what it is that's going on. But when government begins to tell you how to live, they could only do this, and you know this, Mark, because for the last 50 or so years, we've been part of a larger narrative that has not taught civics, that has not taught what it is to be an American, what American liberty is, what prices have been paid over the decades and centuries so that we can be free, so that we are now ignorant enough to be open to these ideas. That's the problem. And I think the only reason I believe we have a fighting chance is because so many people are waking up, thanks to folks like you and many of the folks I have on this program. Just 30 seconds left. Some final thoughts.
Yeah, well, I mean, this Great Reset needs to be taken seriously. Even some of the Republican leadership call it a conspiracy theory. One of the things I did in my book is I don't have secret documents, secret sources. I cite the New York Times, Washington Post, BBC, UK Guardian, CBS, all mainstream sources, just to show the reader this is all out in the open. These are comments that the World Economic Forum has made. These are comments Al Gore, John Kerry, Joe Biden. These are comments that are all available for everyone, and the whole thing is coming together. I also, the other hope I give is I have a whole chapter devoted. You mentioned Naomi Wolf, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Naomi Wolf, Russell Brand, Jimmy Dore, all these progressive left-wing people who are joining us. It's not left-right anymore. It's right.
That's right.
It's freedom versus tyranny. That's our new battle.
That's exactly right. Mark Morano, God bless you. Thank you so much for this book, folks. It's The Great Reset. Get a copy.
A little shoe shine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town.
Hey, folks, what a day. John Zmirak and Tim Tebow. I feel like, there can't be another program on the planet where you would go from Tim Tebow to John Zmirak. Somehow, I'm proud of my range, like a shortstop. I got to say, now I want to remind everybody, we don't do this enough. Metaxastalk.com is the radio website. There's all kinds of stuff there that you can
check out. I want to encourage you to go there for many reasons. First of all, we were talking about Christmas gifts. Now, by the way, there's all kinds of videos that are there. There's just all kinds of stuff there. You can listen to the program there. You can watch the program there. We often talk to our friends at Inspire Investors. There's usually a link there to find out where what your money is actually invested in. There's a banner. It says, what are you really invested in? Please go to that, because how you invest your money, I cannot stress this enough. You have tremendous power, the power of the purse, how you spend your money, where you spend your money, and even more important, how you invest your money. A lot of us have money invested in 401k, whatever it is. You want to know you're invested with places that are not promoting abortion or pornography or whatever else it is. So that's in our friends at InspireAdvisors.com. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and you'll see what are you really invested in. When you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll also see the Metaxas store, which has, Alvin, we can get your signed books there.
Yeah. The only place to get my autographed Hamster Homes is at the store, at the shop Metaxas store.
Okay. And what I didn't know was that my books, autographed versions of my books, can also be found at MetaxasTalk.com. When you click on Metaxas store, you can get my books. You can get autographed versions of my books. I forgot that we had those there. So I want to encourage you to check that out. Donald Drains the Swamp. Donald Builds the Wall. If you want Eric Metaxas Show hats, who doesn't want that for Christmas? Or t-shirts, the mugs. These are like next level mugs. I'm actually a little bit shocked at how impressive they are. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, shop Metaxas, it's all there. It's unbelievable. I did not know this was there. This is what happens when you have several websites. So this is our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. And Albin, the most important thing I got to say at the top of the page, when you go to MetaxasTalk.com, folks, you can click on the banner. This is unbelievable. Christian Solidarity International. Okay. They are giving literally freedom. If you go there and you donate, you can free someone in southern Sudan. CSI has been working there since 1995. They understand how this works. They have freed thousands upon thousands of actual slaves. And I want to tell you, the greatest Christmas gift would be to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner at the top, and give to Christian Solidarity International. The idea that you are freeing a human being who has been enslaved for his or her faith in Jesus, and that you can work with Christian Solidarity. The one thing they can't do, folks, they need our money to do this, right? But they are on the ground. They're making this happen. Anything you give, I know that if you give $250, that actually frees a slave. Many of you can do this in the name of a relative or something. It's just the greatest imaginable gift, but you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Obviously it's tax deductible. All the details are there. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Again, that's our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. It's all there. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.